there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Thursday, and the date is the 2nd of November 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $7,104, which is up 7.6% in the last 24 hours. And I'll say it again, $7,104. Woof, woof. New highs, man, new record highs. So Ethereum's currently at $288, that's down 4%. Ripple at 19 cents, that hasn't changed in the last 24 hours. Litecoin's at $53, which is down 3%. And Dash is at $262, which is down 4%. Well, with that in mind, let's get on to the stories.
Crypto News Flash.
Find the crypto news stories from around the world.
Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we only have positive, great, good news. So let's get into it. Bitcoin smashes past $7,000 for the first time. Bitcoin soared past the $7,000 mark for the first time Thursday. The virtual currency reached an all-time high of $7,355 at about 7:16 ET. CME Group said it would introduce Bitcoin futures contracts Tuesday. Bitcoin also passed... And by the way, on the back of that news, that's where we saw the rally. So Bitcoin hit another all-time high Thursday morning, surpassing $7,000 mark for the first time. The cryptocurrency had a bullish streak throughout the week following the CME's announcement that it would introduce Bitcoin futures contracts. According to data from CoinDesk, the virtual currency reached an all-time high of $7,355 at about 7:16 ET, as I said before. The jump in price for the virtual coin rise more than 7% in one day. A surge in the digital coin's value saw the total market value of all cryptocurrencies top $189 billion for the first time Thursday. Wow, $189 billion. The market cap of Bitcoin alone is currently more than $121 billion, according to data from the industry website CoinMarketCap. On Tuesday, the CME Group, the world's largest derivative operator, said it would introduce Bitcoin future contracts. The introduction of such a product could bring more institutional investors into the market. Analysts believe this has seen the boosting of the price. CME said that it said its Bitcoin futures contract would be cash settled and based on the CME's Chicago Exchange Bitcoin reference rate BRR, launched in November last year. With London-based online trading platform Crypto Facilities, this is a Bitcoin crossing the divide from the wild west of finance to the mainstream. Charles Hayter, CEO of cryptocurrency comparison website Crypto Compare, told CNBC in an email Thursday. Futures from an incumbent exchange bring Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies into the regulatory fold. This allows more complex financial products to be created and will eventually open the doors to institutional money. The digital currency's price has risen 600% since the beginning of the year. Regulatory concerns. A number of regulators have warned of illicit activity surrounding cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. In September, China banned a practice known as initial coin offerings or ICOs. An ICO is a crowdfunding method for firms to raise funds by selling new cryptocurrencies. China's regulators also moved to close down domestic Bitcoin exchanges later that month. But measures sent to the price of Bitcoin slowed the price of Bitcoin down. And on Wednesday, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said that celebrity endorsements of ICOs could be unlawful if they do not disclose how they are benefiting. Banking executives like J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon and BlackRock CEO Larry Fink have also criticized the cryptocurrency. Dimon has made several comments on Bitcoin and said last month that investors stupid enough to buy Bitcoin would pay the price for it one day. Fink called the virtual currency an index of money laundering, that same day raising concerns over fraudulent activity. Oh my God, what a load of rubbish. I mean, those two guys just need to pipe down. That's all I got to say. Get on the Bitcoin train because it's leaving town. Let's get on to the next story. All right, let's get into this. Cryptocurrency should not be taken for granted, Central Bank of Swaziland Governor. Central Bank of Swaziland, CBS, Governor Majozi Sithole, forgive my pronunciation, has issued an optimistic statement about digital currencies. He further claimed that the central bank is advancing research on the technology. In his speech at the Economic Forum in late October 2017, Sitzhold claimed that it could be a prudent decision to dismiss the cryptocurrencies as they may be very important in innovations. This is a quote. It may not be wise to dismiss virtual currencies, and at the CBS we are learning. And we want to accept and support innovation. If this is innovation, we do not want to stifle it. We want to learn more about it. Wow. I love the mindset there. The CBS is positive position on the digital currencies. From the very start, the CBS adopted a positive view on the cryptocurrencies and has shown its interest in the new form of public money. In August 2017, the central bank's senior communications officer, Sitzhold Shabangu, presented a brief overview of the virtual currencies and highlighted the study being conducted by the central bank on cryptocurrencies. In an internal news circular was issued, this was the quote in the internal news. In essence, the central bank, in line with its mandate to issue and redeem currency as well as to promote and safe and accessible payment systems, continues to closely monitor developments in the financial services industry with a view to ensure that the regulatory framework remains relevant and appropriate. She further reiterated that the developments and use of the cryptocurrency should be done in a way that appropriately protects the interests of the public. The bank acknowledges its role in supporting innovation and adopting of new technologies in the industry. Together with many other regulatory institutions worldwide, adoption and an optimistic but cautious view that the financial services industry will certainly benefit from these technologies, but that their development and deployment must be done in a manner that sufficiently safeguards interest of the users. Boom, we love that. I think there's a great view there. And personally, I haven't heard of Swaziland before this article broke out. I believe they're in South America. They're in Africa, and they're just above Cape Town. I looked at the map before I went on the podcast. So, beautiful place. I've seen some pictures. Obviously, they got some clever dudes working there as well. So they got some crypto dudes, and we love that. So, Swaziland, keep doing what you're doing. Let's get on to the next story. A minute's silence for altcoins as Bitcoin highs slice value across markets. Bitcoin's rise over $7,300 Thursday has piled pressure on already sidelined altcoin markets, leading to many in freefall. And analysts at CoinMarketCap's top 20 altcoin listings show a depressing picture as Bitcoin surge leaves many struggling to stay above multi-month lows. Now let's run through this quickly. So Ethereum is down 6%, Ripple that's down 8%, Litecoin that's down 7%, Dash 8%, NEO 13%, NEM that's down 14%, Jesus. Monero, that's down 6%, and Ethereum Classic, that's down 7%. I wanted to run through those very quickly. This is a screen grab here, so it's not going to be in line with the current levels I gave to you at the beginning of the podcast, but this is what happened today. Notable standouts are the Bitcoin Cash Fork and controversial newcomer BitConnect, optimistically riding enthusiasm around the Bitcoin Core chain. Altcoin losses extend to Ethereum, which lost over 6% in 24 hours, while fellow fork Ethereum Classic ETC dropped to its lowest BTC and USD price since May. Bitcoin, meanwhile, is posting highs elsewhere, its optimistic dominance reaching 62.4%, a climb of 2.2% in the past day. So they own 62.4% of the current crypto market cap. Wall Street News and feverish activity prior to the SegWit 2x hard fork are combining to increase market focus solely on Bitcoin, with an altcoin resurgence failing to materialize since August. So we got a quote here that they've added in from Max Kaiser. You can go follow him at Max Kaiser. Alts trading like expiring puts on hashtag Bitcoin. Boom, love it. Broad consensus suggests the return of alt markets must wait until after the hard fork. Bitcoin itself, however, could pull back sooner, with Cointelegraph reporting analyst Tone Vase today warning of an inevitable pullback towards 5,000. Yeah, right. You know, whatever. Tone Vase, bounce. And let's go into the second quote here. So it's from Tone Vase, and you can go follow him at Tone Vase. Live now talking about Bitcoin USD. New all-time high $7,000 and how high it can go before an inevitable hashtag Bitcoin pullback / crash. Oh my God, what a I don't know the right word. What a negative dude. We don't like that. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
All right, let's get into this. So the top Twitter tweet of the day is from Whale Panda, one of our followers, and you can go follow him at Whale Panda. And this is the tweet. I bought 11 bitcoins for my son when he was born, April 2016, for $5,000. 1.5-year-old, and he's already made $72,000 profit by holding hashtag Bitcoin. Boom! We love that. And I think that's a great investment Whale Panda made for his son there. And I guess he's going to be pretty annoyed he didn't buy 22 bitcoins, right? Well, you can still buy them, so that's okay. The second tweet today that we like is from Camilla Russo, and you can go follow her at Cami Russo. Hashtag Bitcoin breaking 7K again after getting close to $7,400 earlier. Hashtag moon. Oh, I love that. And it's got a great screen grab here from a Bloomberg terminal of the chart just literally going rocketing up. I recommend go follow her, go check it out, and go follow us obviously at the same time, because you want all of this. You want it before I do the podcast. You know what I'm going to talk about. That's what you want. You want to be at the top of the food chain, and that we can get you there. So go follow at @svk_crypto. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
All right. Let's get into it. So we're going over AirFox, which is an ICO that is finishing the next couple of days. So it's kind of the last day to get into it. It's called AirFox, which was founded in 2015 as part of Harvard University's Innovation Lab with the goal of providing more mobile affordability to the unreserved low-income consumer who's restrained by the cost of mobile data. Okay, that's pretty cool. AirFox currently has 2 free Android apps that integrate with Air tokens. The Air token used in the current apps are worth 1 to 100 of the Air token purchased from the ICO and will be included in the 30% tokens in the AirFox reserve. Okay, cool. So this is based on the Ethereum blockchain, so it's an ERC20 token. The token symbol is AIR, Air. Hard cap is $21 million, which accounts for 70% of total token supply. The amount of tokens is 1.5 billion, which is absolutely huge. But it's becoming more common, by the way. So more ICOs that I'm seeing by the day are increasing their token supply to bring down the cost per token, which is pretty cool. But then you look into it and you're like, well, I'm paying, let's say, in a dollar amount, 20 cents per token, but you know, there's like 4 times as many tokens, so really I'm not getting my value for money, you know. But I think they're just trying to make it sound cheaper for people, pretty much. And you can go check them out at www.airtoken.com. The white paper is on the website, or you can go to airtoken.com/paper/AirFox ICO white paper. Go check that out. It's pretty cool. I mean, with them, they haven't really put too much detail in regards to their ICO per se. It's more about people being able to purchase from their mobile phone rather than an internet. So they're kind of limiting already their target audience by doing that. But what I'd like to say is, well, if anyone who's interested in getting involved in some ICOs, maybe not even in the pre-sale, but before the pre-sale, and I'm talking before the ICO has gone out to the public, if anyone's interested in those deals, SVK Crypto is on the front line with our partners Chainstarter, and we basically are a full turnkey solution for ICOs from inception to being listed on the exchange. We do the 360-degree service. So if anyone's interested in entering that, please feel free to get in touch. And you know what to do. You can follow us at SVK_crypto or give me an email personally, which is CSTORRY@SVKcrypto.com. And my name's Charles, as you guys know, so feel free to shoot me over an email. And by the way, please leave us a review. You can do that by going to your podcast on your iPhone, clicking the 5 stars, leaving a good review, and please share, as always, all your friends, family, anyone in the crypto team, anyone in the crypto sphere, any of your friends that are looking to get into it, please share this with them. Also, go check out our website, www.svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. I'll be with you guys tomorrow. Have a great night.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us. email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.